Dishka.
How about Chicago?
Thank you for listening, hey, to Foul Monkey.
This is James LeRoy.
This is Brett.
Ow. This is Ricky.
And this is
this
Bill.
Is James LeRoy.
This is.
That's my Starbucks voice.
No, I decided not to do that as well.
Y'all, I'm just going to say this right now. Not only do we need a microphone and a new wire,
but we need new headphones.
We also need new
headphones. Black shit all
over me. Looks like Joe's been rubbing his junk all over your face.
Speaking of,
Joe and Dallas.
I just saw a little porn, and this guy's dick was so black you could hardly see anything.
Why were you watching that porn?
And was he having sex in the dark? Why
no.
couldn't you see
no.
it?
No.
No, it was not.
No, it was just on something I was passing through on Tumblr.
Today is June 30th. Thursday, June 30th, 2011. This is the second time we tried this because the first time James LeRoy decided that he was going to use his real name like 2 seconds into the show.
What show is this?
It's show 367. What the hell kind of show is this? 367.
You're welcome.
I just want to say thanks to all
I love having a producer. I love having a producer.
No, you don't.
No, I do. Seriously, because it keeps us going.
And,
people actually love you, Bill.
Oh.
They love you.
That's good.
I get more responses about Bill than usually I do about James.
Ooh.
Rude.
Thank you.
Yeah, no.
So hard inside jokes.
Open that mouth.
Thank you for making my life at home hell.
Oh. You can't come. You can't sit with us.
You just like me here because I bring you wine.
You bring wine.
Sweatpants
yes.
are anything I can fit into. You can't sit with us.
Love that movie.
Me too.
So you guys, it's about to have big tornadoes. Session outside, I think it's kind of scurry.
No, it when it gets green, mm-hmm. that's when the
people keep telling me that, but I don't get it.
You'll get it when it happens. Do you know what I'm talking
about? Do you get tornadoes in the city?
No, probably we won't. You know what I'm talking about?
I grew up in the Midwest in Tornado Alley. Yes, I do.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I guess he snapped and told you, didn't he? You want me to put your microphone on mute?
We both have. So we both have corn in our home states.
Yeah, and in your butts and coming out.
No cornhole.
Did you have corn last night?
I don't remember having any corn.
Didn't we? Was there corn in the
salsa? Yeah, you guys went to Chili's.
We did, but
they have losers.
We saw
and we went and saw X-Men.
We did the little Evanston.
Yeah.
Oh,
we did little couples like the little 20 for. Or
did you dress alike too?
No, did we?
Oh, you mean the two for 20?
Yeah.
Was it worth it? Is it big portions?
Yeah.
Just think, if you would have had one more friend to check in with you, you would have got something free.
No, we actually
already had enough food.
We could have had the free.
You we
just,
don't need to
just
be
have to check in for me to get
chips
the free
salsa.
Chicken salsa. But you're right. If we had another person, we could have had a free appetizer.
That is true.
But we already had an appetizer.
Yeah, come with a 2 for $20.
Just saying.
Well,
just saying.
Goodbye.
That's our show.
You guys, so this past weekend was gay Christmas the second, because Halloween is really gay Christmas, right?
Yes.
We all agree on that. Big Fatty would say yes.
Isn't this
yes,
like gay yes. Isn't this more like a gay birthday?
Gay birthday is more I like that. Gay birthday. And let me tell you, it was something
I just have to say that I'm sitting next to two lobsters right now.
I love my burned breasts.
You do look kind of like an African-American Smurf.
Don't I?
You do.
You know,
I look
kind of
like one of those women that are like leathery and like you just can see like their chest just like.
No. Speaking of old woman leathery, a la Dixie Wexworth from. That's what my forehead looks like.
Oh my god, it's so bad. It looks like it hurts.
No, you should have seen it earlier this week. It's much better. It doesn't hurt anymore.
Uh-huh.
But it was painful and bad and coming off and scaly.
Yeah, because didn't we? I said we were going to go do something. You're like, oh no, you guys went to the concert, and I was like, I'm sunburned. I don't feel like going. I don't feel good. And,
yeah.
And oh, what was that? And Bill said, and I did not know it was that bad. If I would have seen it that bad, I probably would have came.
It was worse than this because it was the day after.
And it was blistered. Oh my god,
it was pretty bad. Like,
if I come out in public like this, then your ass, just your chest.
Well, my shoulders were all burned, and my head was burned too up here, and the top of my head was burned.
But what we're talking about though is on Mondays at Military Park. That's Indianapolis at Millennium Park. They do some free concerts, and we got to see Glenn Hansard from Once fame. It was a good time.
And Low.
And Low.
Which my friend Melissa in Virginia was so jealous. She texted me. She goes, oh, my God, I can't believe you're at the Low concert for free. And I'm like, oh, I didn't go.
We kind of left
I'm
early.
I'm too sunburned.
We kind of left early to get pizza.
Here's the thing with Low. Here's the thing with Low. It was like, it was too
slow and emo.
It was a little bit. They were beautiful. Slow-mo.
It was too slow-mo.
It was great. They were beautiful.
Is it electronic or is it
no, like, it's more like acoustic. Play? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And some really nice harmonies.
It's very folky.
We were a little, well, we also had lots of wine.
Calm your sangria down.
We had wine juice boxes.
We did. It was awesome.
I read that on Twitter.
Yeah, so speaking of tasting boxes
of
juice.
First of all, wait, before we skip, because we still have...
we do.
Next Thursday, they're playing Grease in the park, Sing Along Grease.
Where at?
Not our park, it's one of the other parks.
Oh.
The one that But it's sing along, and then on the same night they're doing Wizard of Oz in another park. Aww. And I like Wizard of Oz.
It's depends. One of my favorite it depends movies. Which if they do Grease, if they do like the original lyrics and it gets all dirty, that could be fun to scream in the park.
It says PG-13.
Damn. Well, that I don't know PG-13. Do they say? Cum
they say pussy
and pussy wagon.
They say
I'm gonna make the girls cream
and tits. They say tits too.
Tits.
Which I found out that Lauren hates the word tits, and I use it around her all the time.
Because she hates it? Or?
I did not know until like last week. I was like, so you don't like it when I say tits? She goes, no, I kind of gotten used to it. But anyway, are we going to talk about this, or are we going to talk about Pride first?
We can talk about Pride first.
Let's finish with Pride since we started.
Okay. Y'all.
Well, let's you guys finish with Pride.
Oh, because...
I didn't go, but I did go to the Northsiders Pride.
You just said your name.
Oh, my, damn it.
Damn it. That's editing I have to do.
What's the time?
Like 7:40.
You know, the less you talk about it, the less editing you have to do, by the way.
No, we just have to go.
So last Sunday was, well, actually the whole weekend was a Pride.
Yeah, because you did a lot more. You did a lot more for the weekend. So why don't you start off with what you do Thursday to Friday?
Thursday, I didn't do anything.
Did you go to Big Chicks or anything?
No.
No, because we recorded.
Right. Friday, we went to go see... we went to have dinner at some Asian restaurant. And then next door to it was Circuit. Mm-hmm. And so they were doing their furlesque or whatever it's called there. And
that was Inferno? Was that the name of the dance?
Yeah, and after, which really sucked because we had to pay $10 to get in there.
I don't pay a cover charge.
And so we paid $10, we watched the show, and then boom, mass exodus. It was like gone. So we went over to Cell Block to get some cheap drinks, and you know, no one's there ever.
I know.
And that's where we were in the back room, which, had I been back there before?
I've never been back there.
I didn't even know they had one. But I went back there and a bunch of straight guys were having a birthday party back there.
Did you get your dick sucked?
No, but there were like straight guys. It was really weird. I don't know why they were there. I didn't really talk because I'd already been drinking enough, so I really didn't care. I just know some of them were cute. So I'm leaning against the bar and this cute guy walks past me and then he like just leans over and like starts making out with me, kisses me.
Is he straight?
No, he was gay. Oh. I could tell.
So do you get his number?
Well, I'm not finished yet.
Uh-huh.
So
you better watch yourself.
He's like, "You're fucking cute," and then like walks off, and I was like, "Ugh, he fucking smokes. Ugh, nasty." And then Kevin's all like, "Go after him, go after him." I'm like, "Ugh, no, he smokes. That's gross." And he was so. Then the guy comes back through again, and stops and kisses me, and gets a little handsy, and then he's like, "My name's." I don't know, John or Bob or some name like that. I don't remember. And I was like, told him my name. He was like, you're really cute. And I'm like, thanks. And then I was like, we got to go because I am not kissing him one more time. It is nasty. But, yeah.
So that was your Friday.
So, well, no, we're not done yet.
You, girl, what did you do on Friday?
Girl, let me tell you, I partied. So went to Cell Block. We had a bunch of drinks. And then we're like, let's go to Jackhammer.
Of course.
So we went to Jackhammer.
With everyone else in the city.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of people. Oh, I guess it was okay. And then we went there, and I stayed till about 3:30. And I don't know where I stayed. Did I come home? I'm trying to think who I was with.
By the way, the hot Cirque du Soleil.
I can't remember.
Acrobat was there that night.
I didn't see him, and he never messaged me because I messaged him. I guess I'm too skinny. Fucker.
Rude.
Wait.
Maybe my face isn't round enough or something. I don't know.
You're too skinny, so that means that I'm.
Well, no, because you have like a fucking cute smile and you have like cherub cheeks and shit like that.
It's called rosacea.
Baby cheeks. No, I'm talking about the shape of your cheeks, asshole.
You know, if you actually didn't have emo pictures on your profile.
Jab, 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 jab.
But you know what? When I had a picture of me smiling, I got less messages than I do when I'm not smiling.
It's because your teeth are janked.
Maybe you need to learn how to smize. You need to watch.
I don't want to learn how to smize.
That's not smizing. That's
like seizuring.
No, that's Blue Steel.
Okay, so all right.
What, Luke?
Let me try to smize.
No.
No.
No. You look kind of like an epileptic leprechaun trying to wink.
Well, show me how to smize. Oh, neither one of you can, huh?
No, it's not a, like a...
It's not a...
Apparently, to America's Next Top Model, you need to learn how to do it, so it's something that can be taught. So you should teach me.
Well, I don't think we can teach you on the show right now. Okay, so you don't remember where you spelled.
Rude.
How do you spell that? Smize?
S-I-S-M-E-Y-E-S.
Yeah, smile with your eyes.
Smile.
I think I came home. Where did I stay? Oh my God, I'm getting old.
Yeah, it's funny and sad.
Where did I stay? Because the next night, Saturday night, we all went out. We went to Pride Fest. And then we got really drunk at the Pride Fest when you're not supposed to take alcohol in. And we took like 4 bottles of vodka in water bottles. And then we went into Whole Foods and bought juice. And then just went, oh, this juice, this fruit juice is so strong. I need to water it down. Water it down. So we got pretty good and toasted, and then we went to Big Chicks that night, and that's where all of us got really wasted, and poor Lauren was...
She was hungover at the parade.
She was, and we actually, we were so... I was so drunk that I actually got up on that little step thing where they put the seats, so it was me, her, and Josh up there, like, grinding on each other and just, like, dancing.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was pretty fun, and then Keith and I went to Jackhammer. Keith and I went to Jackhammer.
But did you stay with Keith on Friday?
No.
No.
I think I came home.
You were going to
stay... I did come home because...
You were going to stay on Keith one night, and then you said no, because he was kind of chasing some...
Right.
As you said, needed to get his litter, or his kitty tickled.
His kitty tickled.
Yeah.
His kitty pounded, or petted, or whatever. I came home because I woke up the next day, and it was Lauren. So I don't know how I got home. Must have been... a bus and a taxi or something. I don't remember.
No, Saturday night you stayed with us.
Yeah, Saturday night I came home from Jackhammer. You guys were at Jackhammer too.
Yes.
And then I was like, and then I was supposed to stay with Keith, and then he was macking on somebody, and I was like, oh no, this is not happening.
So, I think you need to start sitting down when you pee when you're drunk.
Did I pee on your seat or something?
No, you peed on the floor.
I did?
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Because I'm like, I was like,
he goes,
we just cleaned this today.
He's like
oh, oh, God. Damn it.
4:27.
I was like, James LeRoy?
Did you piss on this floor?
I was like, do you need to start sitting down while you pee?
14:27?
Yeah. Oh, okay. 14:20. Just for 20.
I thought you said 4:27.
Yeah.
Yeah, I walked in there, sorry. And I go...
Was it a lot?
It's a good smidgen.
It's a good... It's not like a little... It's not a little pile. It's like a good...
It's like a... Like,
oh,
like
I don't think that was me.
Like this.
No, that was not me.
You do not remember.
You're the only guest.
I didn't pee in your house that night. I peed the next morning and I sat down because I had to shit.
I heard you.
No! No! That's why I hate the way you guys have your house set up. I hate that.
No, he could. You'd come
I try to be as quiet as possible.
Because I woke up and I heard it.
Did you turn on like the two the fan turbo, was on. Turbo yeah. fans?
Yeah. And it wasn't...
I've got some pretty good hearing.
That thing, that is why I don't poop in public places, because I don't want people to hear anything.
That's just how you know that we're close. We do this podcast in the nude.
Right. We're doing it with pants off, as Big Fatty would say.
Pants off.
Pants off.
It's Commando. It's Commando off. Friday.
Commando Thursday.
We're attending it the Thursday.
We're getting ready for Commando
we're getting
Friday.
It. We're preparing ourselves.
Snurble. So if you can imagine what three sexy beasts look like, pantless, all touching legs, and we're all triple rudder dutching each other or whatever
it's
that
like
shit's
a three-way rudder.
What is it? Double Dutch rudder. A triple Dutch rudder.
That's some hot shit.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
So Sunday, we...
Sunday was the parade. Which got off... It started off kind of bad because 51 of the floats were vandalized. So...
Yeah, I hear the tires got slashed.
Yeah. So some of them didn't make it into the parade. And then... we were outside of the Jewel, which is a grocery store here, and that's where we made runs in and out to get food and drinks. Bill, I guess, has found some new frozen drinks he likes.
Yeah, they were like $1.99. Mm-hmm. They have alcohol already.
We had
in them.
Discovered these like I want to say those like 2 months ago.
Yeah, but
well,
then
we were sitting I was with there you guys, watching right? TV.
Yeah. But then I was shocked and really thrilled that they actually had them in.
Did they have a lot of them?
I mean, they had a whole freezer full and they kept refilling it so they'd freeze since everyone kept buying them. But yeah, the alcohol's already in it. They had like frozen lemonade, margarita,
the peach one,
the peach daiquiri.
Mm-hmm.
For $1.99, they did the freaking trick.
Right. I wasn't drinking a lot because I was still my liver was trying to recover from Friday and Saturday, and I wasn't feeling good. But then when the parade started, I was like, oh.
You know, we had to rotate because you guys are tall.
Yeah.
And, but I was really annoyed with the. Drunk Hispanics next to us, or the one guy admitted to pissing himself, and he said, "You know you're drunk and had too much." And
oh,
it's a good
he really pissed himself?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I thought he dropped water on his pants.
No.
There were the people with the dogs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, I think there should be a rule. No fucking animals, because it was way too hot to have animals out there.
And then I was annoyed with the skinny hipster bitches. Little twinks to the on the other side.
Where Bill got... I don't know why I'm doing this.
Like, you're touching me?
Where Bill got the greatest quote ever with the t-shirt, remember?
Oh, no.
You don't remember this?
What'd I say?
So there was a float that was throwing out t-shirts. They're like, oh, you know, they're being all twinkish. oh, me. So that you remember what you said?
Yes. No, I don't remember what I said, but he goes, why is everyone so fat? It's a medium.
No, he goes, oh, I got a medium. I guess I'd give it to somebody fatter.
And I was like,
he leans over next to me. He goes, you know you are next to a bunch of twinks when they go, oh, a medium's too big.
Except, wait, who was it on our side that got thrown the actual for one?
The 3XL or something.
The 2 or 3XL.
Josh got it.
And he's like, oh, this is too big. And I'm like, we both wear a 2XL. Right.
So, do you remember Phil,
and
right?
And he kept it.
You remember Phil, right?
Phil.
Up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So, he was telling me he had a shirt off at the parade. And how some lesbian's like, you really need to put a shirt back on. And I told him, I'm like, you know what you should have responded with? Bitch, do not be jealous that my tits are bigger than yours. And I can have mine out.
He's a listener of the show.
He's brave.
I know.
He's brave because I would... I mean, I had a tank top on.
He's really nice, too. I was really glad I got to meet with him.
You would never, ever see me in front of 750,000 people with my shirt off.
I can't believe there was an estimated of 750,000 people. Oh, my God.
It's like 750,000.
So, I know.
So, you know...
You're good at math.
So, it was hot as hell. We all got sunburns. We drank a lot. We fought... people to look at the show. Well, then when I left you guys, I went to go meet an out-of-town Tumblr friend with a guy I went on a date with once. And
really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because he's friends with the guy I went on a date
last
with.
Last week.
Bullshit.
I'm kidding.
Drama.
No, so anyway, it was just a small world how they're like they're best friends. Anyway.
Is it cute? And you didn't say, Ricky, I have this person that I'm going to have dinner with or I meet up with, and he might be cute, and you might want to come along.
He might be a little older for you.
How old?
He's not that much older. He just doesn't. He's not like anything that you ever are attracted to. But I can
show me a picture.
He's a professional officer.
Not interested.
Pictures or it didn't happen.
Of course. Someone with culture.
Not interested. I know other opera singers that I don't care for, so that just eliminates all of them.
You actually know a lot more
than
who
I'm talking about.
I think you know
who I'm talking about.
A lot more than I think. No.
Oh.
No, I know way too many opera singers. Anyway. I do.
No. I know way too many opera singers.
Well, and most of them are bitchy queens.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't like them.
Anyway, trying to
all
walk from where we were to sidetracks was one of the most painful experiences of my life.
I'll just put this out there.
Because all the trash on the ground?
Normally it's like a 5-minute walk.
Not only because of the trash on the ground, which, you know, makes you want to fall because these fags in Chicago need to learn how to pick their shit up. Then again, at the same time, the trash cans were so overflowing, there's no other place for it besides... Anyway, bring your own trash back next time, Chicago. Just saying. Anyway, they had all of, you know, the streets and the sidewalks blocked off. So you have 750,000 people trying to walk on the sidewalk. The parade wasn't over, I guess, on that end. When we left, it was still going.
Yeah, but people were walking down the street as it had ended. You know, like, we thought it had ended.
We thought it had ended, right.
So we went back into the apartment, and we come back, and there's still floats going down the street.
Yeah, because when I was walking by, I'm like, oh, wait. I thought it was done. Well, anyway, so then the cross streets...
Which had... It was 3:20. So it was 3 hours and 20 minutes long parade. Sorry. Go ahead.
So the cross streets were also blocked. Mm-hmm. So then the corner right by sidetrack, you had people trying to turn this direction. People try to go this direction. You couldn't cross the street. Everyone's looking for a hole in the fence. And I'm like, bitches, we're all trying to go to the same place. You push me again, I'm going to smack you. There is not a hole there. You have to go up there and around. Quit pushing. Quit pushing. So anyway, finally I get through. And the fucking line to get into sidetracks was down the block and around the corner. Of course, I waited after I told some people, the line's behind me because, you know, I don't wait in a line and then magically watch people get in front of me. And it was busy in there, but it was okay because then I had frozen drinks that other people bought for me.
Oh, okay. Well, we went up to Glenwood.
Yeah, then I met you at Glenwood.
Yeah. And then I was fucking tired. I went up there. I really wasn't feeling it. And let me tell you what happened.
Yeah, you all left us.
We walked up to the Wilson stop on the red line, and I thought I had died and gone into another world.
Wait, why did you walk to the Wilson stop and not get on the Morse?
No, we went on a bus or something. We were on a bus, and we didn't go on the one, we didn't go to Belmont or whatever's closest to there because there was so many people there. So we took a bus up to the next one and got on a Wilson. Oh my God. That was like the scariest train stop I have ever been in.
Wilson?
First of all,
you know, that's next to the school I'm going to go to.
Yeah. The type of people that were there, scary. When you go up there, scary because that shit's about to fall down.
It also smells like a roller coaster when you go to like amusement parks, like the wooden roller coasters.
Wait, so it smells like elephant ears and
death.
Corn dogs?
Yes, corn dogs. Sorry, go on.
No, yeah, the trains, because I walked to the Belmont stop to get on the train to go back home, and it was precious. The street was still closed off. There were lines in the middle of the street from both entrances.
To get up there?
Luckily, I realized that they were all in line to get tickets for money, and I'm like, shit, I got my card. So yeah. I got right in, but then I waited for a fucking forever for a train, because there was also a Sox game.
Yeah, that's what was going on.
Yeah, and then where did the Sox play? Down south.
Down south, but on the red line.
In the number streets.
And
I'll never go there.
And I live on the red line now. We live on the red line now. So,
yeah. That day was horrid. That day was horrid to get on the train for myself, trying to go to work.
Oh,
and also
all the people have fun.
Well, there was that, but then also like everyone was pushing in and everything. You know, it's one of those like there's a person behind me. They're like, I would be. It was really funny. She goes, I would wait. But I've got to get at work at 12, so get out of my way. I was like, you tell them. I'm like,
well, we got on the train. We got on it, and I looked at Bill, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm already having fun.
Oh, yeah, because it was special on the way there. there were people in overcoats lifting their, lifting up their dresses so they looked pseudo normal on the train, right? And old men in mesh shirts and boas.
You should have seen this old couple sitting on the train that I was on. They're like looking around like, what's going on?
And there were so many rainbows and sparkles up in that train.
Oh, yeah.
It made me depressed to see so many different colors. I was like, I want to have fun.
Feather boas, like, everywhere.
Yeah, Pride was fun. I have to admit, I used to come up for the parade all the time from Indiana, and after doing it now, living, I don't know if I would mind not doing it again. Instead of, like, maybe just going to one of the bars early and just kind of chilling.
I think we need to find a friend that has a balcony or an apartment around the route.
Well, you're the token whore, so you might as well go find us one.
Well, that's what I've heard.
Yeah, that's what the word.
That's what the word is.
Did you hear about the bird word?
Oh, hey, please! Is this damn stupid? If you even go,
is this
go,
stupid?
Word.
The bird. The word. No. No. We're not listening to that. We have a phone call.
Oh, don't forget, you have an ass ton of reviews too.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Speaking of which, we're extending the contest.
Yes, until Wednesday, July...
That is the
6th. I was like, 4th, 5th, 6th. I had to get my abacus out.
Now it's time to hear what you have to say to the Fell Monkeys. Leave a voicemail anytime at area code 206-984-3685. That's 206-984-3685.
Okay, this is a phone call from Sater69. Do you follow him on Twitter?
Me?
He has the Satersphere. I think I can never get that word right. Satersphere. Because I want to say stratosphere. Satersphere. No, stratosphere. Satersphere. Use your words, Ricky. Use your words.
I've listened to his podcast a couple times.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, James. Hey, Bill. And whoever the hell else may be on this show. You wanted topics? I'll give you a topic. Ricky, you don't know who Bob Fosse is? You have the musical Chicago, his masterpiece, in your intro music, and you don't know who Bob motherfucking Fosse is?
Face.
Bill, I can only trust you with this. Oh, by the way, this is Scott, a.k.a. Sater69 of the Satersphere podcast. Bill, I can trust you with this. I want you to reach into Mickey's. I want you to reach into Ricky's man purse. Wait, he's so not gay. He doesn't even have a man purse. Go into his wallet that's probably on a chain on his Hollywood clothes and his Ed Hardy cap. And
did you hear what he said? In his Hollister clothes.
With an Ed Hardy hat.
Oh, that's that.
On a chain, on his Hollister clothes, and his Ed Hardy cap, and take away his gay card. He's not allowed to have it anymore.
I agree.
There.
Good.
I said it. Yeah, done. I said it.
Done and done.
Bitch, I did. And also, by the way, you're missing two great Chicago songs on your intro music. You're missing... Chicago, that toddling town. You're missing that great one. And then another great musical theater piece from Victor Victoria. Chicago, Illinois is like a shiny toy. I mean, come on, get those onto your intro music. Disappointment to gay people not knowing who Bob Fosse is. Dead to me.
Oh.
But I still kind of like you. God help me. All right, this is a Sater. Bye-bye.
So
He has a point.
I can tell you right now, as he was singing those songs, you both were like, I've never heard them.
So I don't know what those songs are. I'll say, Sater, this is why we don't have those on the intros, because
it's too fucking long.
Well, yeah. Everyone's complaining. Everybody's going,
it's too long! Don't add more!
But then you have 12 people going, don't change it!
Don't go changing!
No, so...
I want to say don't go changing waterfalls, but that's chasing.
I was just like, don't go changing waterfalls.
Whoa, whoa. Spike.
I thought the same.
So, no. But neither of us have them. I listened to that. That was I loved that TLC.
It's like, yeah, who are they? Who are they?
That video was the most expensive video ever made until Michael Jackson's video came around. Yep. With Janet Jackson.
Gotcha.
I love that song too.
Scream.
Yeah.
All right. So what were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna say neither of us have those songs. Mm-hmm. And what we did is we actually made them from songs that we had on our iTunes.
Yes. I do.
Well, you weren't here when we made the intro.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, you really weren't special then. But you are now, and that's okay, because we're tasting your box.
More special.
Do you
want to
talk
me.
About the box?
Oh, how tasting your how box, you're or tasting the next show? Box. We can talk about the next show.
Because we're at 30, and we need to read some reviews.
Yeah, we'll talk about my box at the next show, so stay tuned.
That's from the box.
That's a hint.
That's the hint.
Oh, I don't have so much.
But say
it makes me warm.
As they are looking up and getting ready for the reviews, I totally 100% agree with you. It is a shameful, shameful, shameful.
Did he write Chicago? The play, the Broadway play thing?
He is like just one of the most famous producers, writers, choreographers of all Broadway. And okay. But it is one of his iconic and probably one of his greatest musicals that he's known for, the choreography for, and the production of.
See, he's always in like plays and stuff. He does that stuff. That's his job or whatever. So that's why he knows it. I don't do that.
You know,
so.
It was my job too.
Well, that's why you know it. And I don't know why this faggot knows.
Well, and I would agree.
What?
It's because he lives with me now.
I knew it beforehand.
So y'all know we have a contest. It has been extended until July 6th. If you leave us an iTunes review, you're up and running for a $25 gift card to wherever you want to go.
Because we pay
but
you
if
to
we
like
can,
us.
But only if we can find it here in Chicago. So Zoxissi Beauty.
Zox. It looks like Zoxerbowdy.
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 Says so nice. 5 stars. Out of all the gay Chicago podcasts that I listen to, this one is definitely the third.
No. This is a reference to the last show we did.
Unlike the number one podcast, Foul Monkeys doesn't attempt to discuss important topics that matter to the GLBT community.
No, we don't.
No, because we don't give a shit.
We just open our mouth.
Unlike the number two podcast, Foul Monkeys doesn't have high camp, over the top humor. In which they're talking about PNS Exposure, yeah. Which I love them. They're like
my
favorite
fucking,
podcast ever. The other one's called Feast of Fun or something like that. They changed it. I don't know what it is now, but. And then at the end of it says, it's sort of like having a beer with friends after work. Oh, wait, there's more. Except for the opening music is way too long.
Oh. Hey, well, did anybody try to do and redo the intro?
No one sent in their intro.
No? Maybe we should have
offered
money.
I like the Chicago theme one.
True.
Maybe we need... Lauren made a good idea. She said I should record some of the recordings on the train.
Goes, L?
Berwyn opens... or. Next stop, Berwyn opens at the left.
Don't they have an app or something where you can get the voices for the train guy?
No, it's just one stop, and it's on his website, and it's part of his reel.
Oh, okay. So that would be cool.
But you can download it from his site as a ringtone.
That'd be cool to like have it do like the Chicago thing, and then mm-hmm. be like, doors open on the left. Next stop is...
Do you want to read the next
Foul
one?
Monkeys.
By Stevie Steve.
Stevie Steve! Wild and Crazy Podcast. You never know where the boys of Foul Monkeys will go, but it's always fun. And trust me, they will go there. Have had to pull over because I'm laughing so hard that I peed myself a little. Yes, Ricky and James cause intermittent. Thank you. Occasional urinary dysfunctions in a good way. Don't forget your Depends. Andrew Devica.
That's Stevie. I think that's Stevie B, who I've met. I think that's him, who I met in Florida during Gay Days. And then we have one more, and then y'all, we gotta go on this one.
Yeah.
Which one is this?
Thogo? It's Thogo. You know who that is? That's Tom of Tom and Terry.
Oh, Tom and Terry.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Give these cute boys a listen. 5 stars. I smile every time I hear a new episode. These boys are adorable and have a great rapport with one another. Give them a try. Oh, I can't read.
If you like them.
If you like them, you will be hooked.
No, if you're like me.
If you're like you'll me, be you'll hooked. Be hooked. Sorry.
That was my fault.
Yeah.
Oh, God, can we get some literate people up in this
bitch?
No,
it's called... It is
maybe
too far,
if you pay me,
it
I
is too
be...
far away and too small.
I'm old. I can't read. I'm Big Fatty. Which, have you listened to Big Fatty other than the one episode?
Not since the last time we talked.
You might want to apologize to him now.
I'm sorry, but it's been really hell
no,
work.
I'm sorry, Big Fatty.
I'm sorry, Mama.
I'm so, Mama,
no, that would be Daddy.
Excuse me, Daddy. Daddy, will you forgive me?
All right. Papa, can you hear You don't know who you're talking to. Once you know the things that he's into, you're not going to be saying that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. You told me some
He's
of
into
that.
Puppet shows. If you know what that is.
I do know what that is because when I caught my ex cheating, he decided to answer a Craigslist ad to be the top in that.
Oh, so he was the puppeteer.
He was the puppeteer. And I was like, oh, I think this may be the straw that therapy cannot put back together.
Right.
So I just have to say that my hands would hurt too much.
Oh. So do you get to clap in there?
No.
Give us a call, 206-984-3685, or you can text messages at 863-666-0377.
Don't forget, you can also email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com or jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter by searching for Foul Monkeys or jamesleroyfm. And we need to get you on.
Yeah.
We're going to wait until Pride.
Yeah. Speaking of, we're going to have some announcements on the next show. Yeah! So listen up.
Look at his face.
It's my Christmas excitement face. What's next? Oh, Facebook. Like us on our Facebook fan page.
And you can also follow us on Tumblr under foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Once we get internet at our house, I promise we'll have everything up and running again.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Because Bill's company's cheap.
No, it's not.
The cable company's cheap.
No, it's not
even cheap. It's just, anyway.
No one's communicating.
It's just bullshit. All right, forever.
People, we're about to have a tornado. We gotta go. This is Ricky.
This is James.
This is Bill. I thought you were done. You haven't dragged that out. All right.
Okay. Have a great week. Bye.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. This is James LeRoy.